This is Jen.
This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to The First 50 Pages.
Today, Jen and I want to talk about blind dates.
Yay!
So, we all know that blind dates can be awful, but they can also be the best way to find a partner. And really, this applies to your reading selections as well.
If you've been using algorithms, but continue to find yourself unfulfilled with your reading selections, we think you should try going on a blind date with a book.
You may have seen blind date with a book displays in libraries, including the Sioux City Public Library, and we want to get to the heart of what that's all about. But first, why should you go on a blind date with a book?
It's convenient. We live busy lives, so shopping for a good book isn't something that we have much time for. I know I don't.
I don't either.
I wish I had time to browse in the stacks at the library all day, considering that's my job. But I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
We just don't have that kind of time. You need to live a little. A blind date with a book can broaden your horizons and connect you to a story that you normally wouldn't choose.
Librarians are great matchmakers. Seriously, this is the truth.
It also can encourage you to read more. If you've been stuck in a rut with your reading choices, a blind date with a book could be just the thing you need. When you find a book you enjoy reading, you'll want to read more and more often.
Finding a book that you love is all about connecting with the right appeal elements of a book. The Sioux City Public Library subscribes to Novelist, which is a database that specializes in identifying the style of books and how they feel to readers. Today, we want to share some of those appeal elements with you. And of course, we'll be sharing some of our own recommendations too.
It wouldn't be the first 50 pages if we didn't offer some recommendations.
It wouldn't.
The broadest area of appeal is storyline. Most fiction is either character-driven or plot-driven, but beyond that, there are some key things that determine a book's focus and structure. Intricate plots. If a book has an intricately plotted storyline, I can guarantee you that it'll suck me in each and every time. This type of book is characterized by its intricate, complicated, or elaborate storylines, which often involve multiple plots or numerous narrative twists and turns. Though intricately plotted books can sometimes be hard to follow, the payoff of reading this type of book is well worth it. Authors known for their wickedly tricky storylines include Leanne Moriarty, Ruth Ware, Claire Massoud, David Baldacci, and Patricia Cornwell, just to name a few. The Witch Elm by Tana French is perfect for fans of intricately plotted storylines. This standalone thriller from the best-selling author of the Dublin Murder Squad series pairs her signature well-crafted dialogue, complex characters, and intricately plotted storylines to tell the tale of Toby, a happy-go-lucky charmer who's dodged a scrape at work and celebrates with friends, only to return home to be beaten and left for dead by two burglars. Struggling to recover from his injuries, he takes refuge at his family's ancestral home to care for his dying Uncle Hugo. Then a skull is found in the trunk of an elm tree in the garden, and as detectives close in, Toby's forced to face the possibility that his past may not be what he has always believed.
Kelsey, I'm often intrigued with non-linear storylines. These are books where the story isn't laid out chronologically. Events in these books shift between time periods, and I find that this kind of storyline can be more challenging to read, and I often slow the pace of my reading with these kind of books. The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins, The Time Traveler's Wife by Audrey Niffenegger, and The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje, and It by Stephen King all have nonlinear storylines. And if you're a fan of nonlinear storylines, I recommend Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. It's a haunting and moving post-apocalyptic novel. And I like this book so much that I did a check it out segment on it.
I know after Jen recorded, it really made me want to go out and read it.
It's a great book.
It is definitely a pretty good book. One of the most important appeal elements of a book that readers will often have the hardest time putting into words is tone. The feeling that a book evokes in the reader. People will often tell us, I like a good mystery, or that they're in the mood for a good romance. But genres are such broad categories. We'll always try to narrow it down when we set you up on a blind date with a book, and tone is one of the tools that we use to do that.
If you prefer sweet romances that are chaste, heartwarming, or homespun, the Gentle Reads collection at the Sioux City Public Library is a great place to start. You'll find authors like Lorraine Snelling, Tracy Peterson, and Beverly Lewis in this collection. If you don't mind a mildly sensuous book, which generally means that sex is present in the story, but it doesn't take center stage, You might enjoy books by Nora Roberts, Cheryl Woods, and Rayanne Thain. If you want to turn up the heat with a steamy mystery, try Sandra Brown, Susan Mallory, or Amanda Quick. Of course, we know that some readers like it hot. These readers might enjoy Sylvia Day's Crossfire novels or books by Laura Lee or Maya Banks. Identifying the tone of the book that you most enjoy helps us find you a perfect match.
Not in the mood for love? We've got you covered. Stories that are bittersweet, haunting, creepy, disturbing, menacing, suspenseful. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. Stories that evoke this type of feeling all fit the bill for tone when it comes to tales of love gone wrong. Oh, so horribly, terribly wrong. On Chesil Beach by Ian McEwan is a perfect example of a haunting story of love on the rocks. Amy Lloyd's The Innocent Wife, Araminta Hall's Our Kind of Cruelty, Rafael Montez's Perfect Days, and Caroline Kepnes's You are model examples for readers who love suspenseful, disturbing, and downright creepy books about ill-fated and dangerous romantic relationships. These books are definitely not meant for those seeking a happily ever after.
So many times, we fall in love with a book because of the characters. Whether we love them or hate them, we are rarely indifferent to the characters of our favorite books.
Quote-unquote happy characters, or characters that we find easy to love, come in all shapes and sizes. To name just a few, there are your awkward characters, your introspective characters, and characters that are just plain larger than life. Awkward characters are unsure of themselves and lack the social savvy to navigate the relationships in their lives smoothly. If you enjoy stories with awkward characters just as much as I do, The Music Shop by Rachel Joyce with its awkward yet quirky characters is perfect for you. Introspective characters, on the other hand, examine their own feelings, thoughts, and motives, and what they find often has major repercussions for the story. Though these characters aren't always happy, it is easy to fall in love with them because we learn so much about them in the story. We build a connection with them while we read. In my opinion, Anna Quinlan and Emma Giffen have mastered this art. They write stories with all too human, yet undeniably likable and relatable characters. Exaggerated or larger-than-life characters can't help but delight readers with how they add to the humor and uniqueness of a story. Harry's Trees by John Cohen is a must-read. It's been on my to-read list ever since it first came out back in June. Luckily, we have it in both print and audio at the library.
On the darker side, characters can be flawed, sarcastic, twisted, unlikable, or complex. If you like your characters to have conflicting motivations and desires, who don't always act in their own best interests, whose decisions are sometimes misguided, or who push the boundaries of literature through behavior that ranges from disturbing to illegal, you've probably already read Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. And if you liked Gone Girl, there are many more psychological suspense novels filled with dark characters available at the Sioux City Public Library. I'd recommend you add Behind Closed Doors by B.A. Paris and The Wife Between Us by Greer Hendricks to your reading list. Right now, I'm reading The Death of Mrs. Westway by Ruth Ware. It's a too-good-to-be-true, suspenseful novel with flawed but sympathetic characters. I can't put it down.
That one's pretty good. I love everything Ruth Ware has put out. But sometimes, you know, you gotta wait on the list a little bit, so there's always another psychological suspense book that you can pick up while you're waiting.
Right now, there absolutely is.
A final element of appeal to consider when looking for your perfect match is writing style. We can enjoy reading for the pleasure of the words themselves as much as anything else. Writing style is all about the words and how a book is written.
A lyrical writing style uses elegant and beautiful language, often with a rhythm or poetic quality. Lush writing is descriptive language that evokes the senses, making readers feel as if they are experiencing the moment. A thoughtful writing style considerately addresses a sensitive or controversial subject with respect. And richly detailed stories focus in depth on a specific topic, such as music or a time in history. If these writing styles make your heart skip a beat, I'd recommend The Forgotten Garden by Kate Morton, 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck.
Which also just happens to be the One Book, One Siouxland selection for the 2019 season.
And I am so excited to read it again.
I know, I haven't read it since high school, so I'm kind of interested to see you know, how I'm going to interpret it now in my 20s, and it'll be interesting to see how everybody else in the Siouxland community interprets it if, you know, they've already read it before, or if they haven't read it, reading it for the first time. Accessible or approachable writing is the complete opposite of lyrical writing style. This type of writing style allows the author to write in a more informal way and less poetically. It gives them the freedom to write conversationally, engagingly, or even sparingly if they'd like. If you think this type of writing style is just what you're looking for, I'd make We Own the Sky by Luke Allnut your next read. Jen and I both agree that the best way to show your love for the library
is to use it.
Stop by the Sioux City Public Library to browse our Blind Date with a Book and Love Gone Wrong displays.
And don't forget, you can use your Sioux City Public Library card to explore the novelist database from the online branch. What have you got to lose? If things don't work out with your blind date, you'll never have to read it again. Give it the first 50 pages, and if your book selection isn't the one, bring it back and let us help you find your perfect match.
Want more? Subscribe to the first 50 pages, available on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. This is Kelsey.
And this is Jen.
And thank you for listening to the first 50 pages.